Before we do anything else, let's focus on Spanish pronunciation. So there are five main components to Spanish pronunciation. The first one that we're going to talk about is pure vowels. So Spanish has only five vowel sounds, represented by five letters. We have A, which is pronounced A, as in taco. E, which is pronounced E, as in enchilada. I, which is pronounced I, as in tequila. O, which is pronounced O, as in arroz con pollo. U, which is pronounced U, as in churro. Be careful not to add closed sounds to these vowels as we would in English. So for example, an American looking at the word taco would say taco. However, in Spanish, it's actually pronounced taco, not taco. So you don't round it off or close it off at the end. It's just a very pure A and a very pure O. Let's try again. Taco, not taco. Padre, not padre. So if you keep your vowels pure, you're halfway to sounding like a native speaker. Now let's talk about the second element, diphthongs. Diphthongs are special vowel combinations. So diphthongs are vowel combinations that include e, or u sounds, represented by I, Y, or U. These sounds combine with a pure vowel sound or with each other to form a single syllable. So these are the Spanish diphthongs, and they'll be read from top to bottom. Ya, ye, yo, you. Ay, ay, oy, uy. Ya, ye, yo, you. Ay, ay, oy, uy. Wa, we, wi, wo. Au, eu, iu, o. So the good news is that, unlike many English diphthongs, Spanish diphthongs are pronounced just like they look. So if you look at the word yuca, the pronunciation for that word is yuca. So Y-U together in Spanish is pronounced just like it's spelled, you. Look at the word Dios. You have the diphthong yo, and it's spelled I-O. It looks just like it sounds, Dios. And the word soy. In English, on the other hand, a lot of times what we see spelled is different from what we hear pronounced. So the word house has a diphthong in it. However, it's represented with OU, even though the sound is more like AU, house. Eight, Y. So as you can see, Spanish is a lot more regular when it comes to pronunciation and spelling than English is. Let's look on page D. Let's look at the familiar consonants. So we're going to call these familiar consonants because they are consonants that when we look at them as English speakers, we look at them in Spanish, intuitively we know what sound they're going to make. So let's start with the letter B. Now the letter B, most of the time, is actually pronounced more softly than in English. So in Spanish, it's not usually not B, it's usually a little softer, like between a B and a V sound. So it's V, V. The name Victor is pronounced Victor in English, whereas in Spanish, it's pronounced Victor. It's not quite a V, it's not quite a B, it's in between. The letter C is pronounced K before A, O, or U. However, it's pronounced S before I or E, or th in Spain. The letter D is pronounced D. The letter F is pronounced F. The letter G is pronounced G or H before I or E. The letter H is silent in Spanish. The letter J is pronounced H. K is pronounced K. L is pronounced L. M is pronounced M. N is pronounced N. P is pronounced P. Q is pronounced K. R is pronounced R. So the closest we have to this in English would actually be in Scottish, the Scottish pronunciation of English. You might have a trill, something like R. And it's also the sound that is made in the middle of the word butter, or letter, or little in American English. So it's that R sound. And this is the short version of that trill. We're going to look at the longer version, which is the double R in Spanish, in a minute. In Spanish, the letter S is pronounced S. The letter T is pronounced T. The letter V is pronounced, most of the time, identically to the letter B. So again, the name Victor would be pronounced Victor. It's kind of in between a V or a B. W is pronounced W. X is pronounced S. Y is pronounced Y. And Z is pronounced S. It's important to note that in Spanish, the letter Z is never pronounced like the English version, which is Z. In Spanish, it's what we would call a hard S sound. Now let's look at what we're calling unfamiliar consonants. So these are three consonants that we do not have in English. So double L is pronounced very similarly to English Y, as in yes, or it might be closer to J, as in Jack, or it might be closer to J, as in beige. And this will depend on what country you're in. So, for example, in Mexico, if you say, me llamo Diana, my name is Diana, that word llamo is going to have almost like a Y sound in it, llamo. In Puerto Rico, it would be closer to llamo, me llamo Diana. It's not quite a J, but it's closer to an English J, me llamo Diana. And in Argentina, it's more likely to be pronounced je, me llamo Diana. We have the ñ, which is the N with a little squiggle above it. That is the ñ in Spanish. And some people say we don't have an equivalent in English, but I disagree. We actually do have the exact sound in English. However, it occurs in foreign words such as lasagna or filet mignon. So you can make that sound. It's there in your head. Just say ñ, like lasagna, and that's the same ñ sound as the ñ in Spanish. And then we have the double R. The closest English sound to that is a longer version of the R we learned above. So instead of being R, like butter or letter or little, you're going to take that same sound, you're going to push more air through your mouth, and you're going to make it longer. So you come out with R. Try that again. R. Now, I like to tell students that if you can't roll your R's in Spanish, it's really not a big deal. People are going to understand you no matter what. So just do your best. There is a note in here saying that CH together used to be considered a letter of the Spanish alphabet. It used to be called CHE. However, recently, the language authorities have decided that that's no longer a letter of the Spanish alphabet. However, CH together still does make the sound CH in Spanish, much like in English. So it's pronounced similarly in Spanish and English, such as enchilada, mucho, and much. And now we come to part 5, which is vowel linking. And this is a part of Spanish pronunciation that keeps you from sounding like a gringo, like an American. So when two vowel sounds follow each other in two separate words, link the vowel sounds. If you do it correctly, it will almost sound like you're pronouncing one word. So if you look at the three separate words, como se escribe, this means how is it written, by the way. If you look at como se escribe and you pronounce it como se escribe, people will certainly understand you. It's just that you don't sound very natural. If you link the vowels together, it sounds much more natural and much more native-like. So let's try it this way. ¿Cómo se escribe? ¿Cómo se escribe? Let's do another sentence. El niño es mi amigo. So again, that sounds a little robotic. Let's make it sound more natural. El niño es mi amigo. El niño es mi amigo. So get into the habit of linking your vowels and listening for it when Spanish speakers link vowels, and you will be one step closer to sounding like a native. So guys, the great thing here is that Spanish may be sneaky in other areas, but luckily the pronunciation is pretty straightforward. If you can master the 5 concepts on pages C and D, you will speak fluently and with a good accent.